The earthquake that went through the D.C. area this afternoon caused a little bit of confusion wherever people happened to feel it.
Maybe an occasional hyperbole that's brought against...
An earthquake in D.C.?
Wow.
What should we do?
That's Tom Soderstrom, the chief technology officer at the office of the CIO at NASA at the Meritalk conference taking place here in D.C. Our Emily Kopp on site there. A lot of people in this area don't know what to do during an earthquake. My guest now is Dr. David Russ, regional executive with the U.S. Geological Survey. Dr. Russ, thanks for joining me on short notice this afternoon. I guess a lot of people around the D.C. area are wondering exactly what is going on. Thank you for being here.
My pleasure.
What exactly happened this afternoon? What did we get and where did we get it?
Well, we experienced a magnitude 5.8 earthquake. It originated in what we call the Central Virginia Seismic Zone. It's an area of diffuse seismicity where there's been earthquakes over the last few decades. It's by far the largest in that time. And that area is almost equidistant between Richmond and it's not too far from Richmond and Charlottesville, maybe 20 miles north of a direct line between those two cities. Very shallow earthquake.
I think most people think of Southern California and the West Coast when they think about earthquakes in the United States. Does this area have the same kind of fault line activity that Southern California does, just not as many? Or because you mentioned these have happened before in this area, although they're rather rare.
It's considerably different because California sits along the boundaries of one of these large, what we call crustal plates, the Earth's surface being subdivided into plates which are constantly dynamically moving and shifting. And California sits along one of the edges. And here in the eastern seaboard area of the U.S., we're really in the middle of the plate. The eastern edge of the plate is way over along the center of the Atlantic Ocean. So the events that we feel here are generally believed to be associated with a slow, gradual drift of the North American plate over the subsurface deep beneath the earth, and occasionally an earthquake takes place.
I lived in L.A. for about 3.5 years, and so I learned very quickly that when you have an earthquake of the size of the one that we had today, quite often there are aftershocks. Is that something we can expect to deal with over the next maybe hours or days here, or because of the difference in the plates, is that not as big a deal?
There'll be aftershocks, but because the event isn't a truly large and devastating one, say as what we had in Japan earlier in the year, they won't be as large. But on a rule of thumb, you might have an aftershock as large as about one magnitude level lower than the main shock. So we should have some aftershocks up in the middle fours or high four magnitude range. My understanding, we've already had a magnitude 2.2 and a 2.8 aftershock in terms of reasonably sized events to this point.
And although I'm a little bit attuned to those because of my time in Southern California, I didn't feel either one of those. So is that pretty much par for the course for earthquakes of those size, for aftershocks of those size?
Sure. But magnitude three becomes about the point in which humans normally can distinguish and actually feel ground shaking, but that depends quite a bit on the depth of the earthquake. Of course, the more shallower it is, the more likely you'll feel a smaller event.
And last question, and I appreciate your time this afternoon, Dr. Russ. Thank you very much. The Richter scale, if I'm not mistaken, is exponential. Is that correct? So that for example, earthquake that registers at 6 is dramatically more strong than one that registers at 5. Maybe you can make that sound a little more scientific.
It's a logarithmic scale, which means it's not simply one magnitude is not simply twice as large as the next. One magnitude level is 33 times larger in terms of the energy released. So there's a significant difference. Although I should say we don't use the Richter scale much anymore. It's what we call the moment magnitude scale now.